next topic is about saying Magen Avos Friday night when davening outside, an outdoor minyan, which of course is now a very relevant topic. So a number of people had asked me this question, so I'll share my thoughts are based on the various poskim. So let's first understand what is the reason why they were masaking the bracha of Magen Avos Me'ein Shevet, also called at the end of Friday night davening in shul. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Dal Mebeis, which tells us it was instituted Mishum Sakana. What was the danger? So Rashi explains that they were mazikin, they were either robbers or there's some type of demons that were dangerous, because their shuls were not in a yeshuv, they're not in a settled area, they're out somewhere in the field. And the rest of the week, Rashi explains here, when people would finish their work, they'd go home and daven maariv at home. But they wouldn't go to shul at night. But Leil Shabbos, everyone came to shul, it was packed the place, and they're concerned people might come late to shul, and they might leave late to shul. If they're left by themselves walking home, it's going to be very dangerous. They added on a few extra minutes of davening. This way everyone could catch up to each other and walk home in groups with proper safety. So that is the impetus for being misaking the bracha of Me'ein Sheva. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the Simen Reish Samaches. The Shulchan Aruch writes that Omer Shliach Tzibor Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva. He says the bracha of Magen Avos at the end. Ve'ein HaYachid Omer Oso. Yachid may not say it. Why can't a Yachid say it? Because you're dealing with a bracha levatal. Whenever there's a safek of here, bracha, we always say, don't say bracha safek, bracha levatala. Here, because the sin was only instituted for the tzibur, so therefore only tzibur could say it, not a Yachid. So we have to understand what was the initial takana, how was the get there of such a takana. So you have to look at some of the examples brought by the poskim and try to extend it to our situation of outdoor minyanim. So one example, the Shulchan Aruch says, when Yontif shechal yos b'Shabbos, if the Yontif coincides with the Shabbos, eino maskir sheyontif b'bracha me'ein sheva, you don't mention it. Why not? Because the Taz says, because it's instituted for Shabbos, it wasn't instituted for Yontif. Ah, we're saying it anyways in Yontif. Whatever was mad de token token, mad de lo token lo token. We're only able to take what the initial takana was, but to expand it beyond the initial takana, we can't make any changes. So what was the takana? What was the nature? So let's take a look at another din in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein omrim bracha me'ein sheva bebeis chasanim va'avelim. If it's a house where the Sheva Brachos is taking place and the Minyanim taking place there, or it's a Shiva house where the Minyanim there all week long, you don't say Magen Avos there, Deleka Taima, the reasoning of the Ma'achrin, Lavo, Shu Nizokim. There's no concern of people coming late and coming home in danger. Everyone comes at the same time. It's a smaller minyan. There's no concern. It was where civilization was. It wasn't out in the field. So where the reason wasn't applicable, they were never misaking Magen Avos, and you can't be machmir because you're dealing with a situation of a bracha vatal. What other examples do we have? So the Magen Avraham says, even though they were not misaking in a Shiva house or in a Sheva Brachos house, the base medjush is a makom shemiskab shemisham hatamidim, and they would say it. If they were to daven back then, it was very separate. There's a base medjush and there's a base knesses. So even though they davened in the base medrash, and it wasn't a shul, the initial takana was a shul, base knesses, still a base medrash is an extension of this particular takana, and therefore, one would say the base medrash. Okay, now other areas. The Taz says, however, if it's a place that was kovin makom lispalo al eza yamin, if they establish a makom kavu to daven for a few days, like they used to do when they'd go out to the marketplace, they used to spend a few days, they have a little minyan shop set up. You know, for example, a guy goes to Orlando for a conference or Las Vegas for a conference, and they set up there a little a prayer room, a little shul there for a few days. That says the Taz would be Zehave Doma Lebeis Knesset Kavua and V'omrim Sham Brachazu. Ah, it's only for a week. Still, nonetheless, it's a Makom Kavua, even though it's a few days. So it's not so much about the days, it's about having a Makom Kavua. Now, sometimes you could have where you're not in a makom kavua, but you're in a tzibur kavua. What does a tzibur kavua mean? So, the Minchas Yitzchak gives an example. Let's say you have an entire tzibur that goes to daven outside in the streets, let's say. Well, let's say they go on a trip together somewhere. I don't know. They go to Europe. They go to Poland. They go wherever they go as an entire tzibur, not in their shul. The Minchas Yitzchak says you can say, you should say the bracha of Me'ein Sheva because you have a tzibur kavua. What we're trying to look for here is something that's kvias. Sometimes kvias could be the tzibur, sometimes it could be the base knesses. But you need one or the other. You need either a tzibur or you need a shul. One without the other is a problem. So So now, just to be clear here, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Samech Ches, he quotes this din of davening in a place in a makom kavua over a period of a few days. The Mishnah Berurah says it's quoting from the language of the Taz in Sif Katan Chav Dalet. He says that kishayesh kavis al eze yamim, if you have established to daven in a certain place in a few days, and also yesh sefer Torah etzlem, there's a sefer Torah, then it's like a base knesses kavua, and you would say it. So I was told there would be a forced paskin in these outdoor minyanim. One should say the bracha of Main Sheva. I assume it's based on this Mishnah Berurah with the added fact for those shuls that or those minyanim to have a sefer Torah. That has been the psak of a number of shuls, to my understanding. Because if it's again, it's over a few days, it's going to be lasting for a couple weeks, or it has been, or will be a couple weeks, and there's a sefer Torah there. Certainly, one should say the bracha Main Sheva. However, Rav Asher Weiss is a tshuva, and he thinks otherwise. And Rav Asher Weiss is focusing on one element, I'm going to add another element. In order to have this bracha said, the way that Takana was made, there needs to be something kavua. What's kavua? Either you have a tzibor that's kavua, or you have a base knesses, a shul, a makom that's kavua. In these outdoor minyanim, it's not a tzibor. Every man is for themselves. Every block, you know, in our block, we have a guy from this shul, from that shul, and five different shuls. That's not tzibor kavua. And even if they're all from the same shul, it's 10, 12 guys from one shul. That's not the entire tzibor. So you don't have a tzibor kavua. That's number one. Secondly, you don't have a yomim kavua either. These are not over a period of days. We only want a beer. It's very temporary. You only want a beer for a few days until the next phase happens. You could be in shul 25% capacity tomorrow for most shuls, and then hopefully 50%, and eventually 100%. This is a very makom arai. So therefore, it's not a tzibur kavua. It's not your tzibur. And it's also not yomim kavua. It's very temporary. Well, on top of that, Rav Asher Weiss, in his discussion, he has a whole kuntras on Corona. And in this piece, he proves from a number of places, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, who says if you establish for a few days that you're going to daven in a certain place, and you could say the bracha Main Sheva, it's only with the following prerequisite. It's only when there's a makom kavua. You need to have a house, a place, a room to daven in. So he says when he goes someplace or into a hotel for a week or for Shabbos, they said this is the base tenses. There's a shul here that you're able to say Main Sheva. You need a makom kavua. But outdoor minyanim, my driveway, my backyard, is not a makom kavua. It's not a base knesses. It's just a minyan that happens to be together. And therefore, Rav Asher Weiss's focus on lacking a makom kavua, it's not called a base knesses, and therefore, one would not say a bracha mein sheva in these outdoor minyanim. So I'll add one more point, just to kind of strengthen this position. There is a rivivos ephraim. The rivivos ephraim in Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Tzadi, explains that let's say you're on a cruise, a boat, and you're there for a number of days, he says, and even if there's a sefer Torah, he thinks that boat, by definition, is a makom arai, is a temporary place, and therefore you cannot say the bracha mein sheva. So you need some type of kavias. Either it's a tzibur kavua, or it's a makom kavua, or maybe a yamim kavua, a number of days that are kavua. It seems, that, to my understanding, along with Asher Weiss, we're not hitting any of the spots, and therefore, even though this has been lasting for a couple weeks and may go for another number of more weeks, still, nonetheless, it doesn't seem, according to many poskim, that it is kavias, and therefore one should not say the bracha mein sheva. That being said, we still have to acknowledge Rabbi Forrest. Shlita does say that one should say bracha mein sheva, so therefore a person should paskin like their particular shul, whatever they sent out in their various emails. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night we'll be discussing the halachas of women eating before davening, or even after davening, the need to say kiddush or not. That'll be tomorrow's discussion. I know not so nogea for the most of the people here, but at the end of the day, it does affect many women, and we'll discuss that Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. And then any other topics, please feel free to send in.